This is a Normal Nerds Podcast where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff. And what else feel like talking about? I'm your host, Maxwell Ceresio.
And I'm your host, who thinks tying up dog ladies is kind of weird, Davis Pates.
This episode is our weekly anime review, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo!
Once again, we are... This anime season has been a difficult reviewing one because animes keep going, like Jujutsu Kaisen, that one's playing out coming back. Psalm 100 can't get their shit together.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Oh, well, yeah. The first time they had a week pass, I looked it up, they had production issues.
Yes.
Now the world champion, some sporting event is happening, which I'm a big fan of sporting events, but it's not important to Americas, doesn't seem like so much. Very important to, I guess, Japan.
Yeah.
So.
And I wonder if it's whatever channel they premiere Zom 100 on. It's like, it's just broadcasting.
That's exactly what's happening, yeah.
Boo. Zom 100's good enough. You should just, like, you know, get a nice little half-hour commercial span there.
And just
like
pop it in.
They can't be playing the entire time.
But, so we're just going to review one anime, which we are adding to Zom 100 and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Finally have a three.
Yeah, Mushoku Tensei?
Mushoku Tensei.
Mushoku Tensei. Jobless Reincarnation.
Yep.
I finally caught up.
Yeah, so you powered through it too. Actually, I was very impressed.
It's like, easy when it's dubbed.
I know, that's true. Yeah, you crushed right through. Yeah. You crushed it through like most of it in a day.
Yeah,
so
it's easy when it's dubbed. Yeah, because I can do other things. Yeah. But we're reviewing the latest episode, episode 7. I don't remember the name, but it had something to do with tying up the beast.
So tying up beast girls. Yeah, I don't remember what it was either.
It's pretty much the entire
episode. That was pretty much it. That was just it. But great episode again.
Phenomenal episode.
Yeah. So. Last episode, they did some slave buying, which was very questionable, which that's the one thing the show does sometimes. I'm like, what are we doing out here? Stuff like that. And then, you know, the 40-year-old man in a kid's body who had sex with another kid, essentially. It's a weird area.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to call it a gray area. It's a weird area.
I wonder if, too, because, like, so the manga was written in 2011, I think.
Oh shit, is that old?
Yeah, that's why when Cody was up, he's like it's like one of the isekai that a lot of isekai like got their inspiration from, because the manga is actually very old.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's funny it took him forever to make the show, but it's like, yeah, like Ray, the guy who created RayZero, got a lot of inspiration for isekai.
That makes sense. Rudia seems a lot like Subaru,
but
even the stupid
at the time in 2011. I think the age of consent in Japan was 14. So her being 15 makes sense in Japan. Does not make sense in my mind.
Yes.
Or here.
Yes.
Let me state that for the podcast. I don't agree with that.
Very weird shit.
So yeah, it's even worse though, because I guess like in the world of Japan at the time, which I think the age is now 16.
That's still not good.
No, I know. Or it's 18. You can correct me wrong on that, but they moved it up from 14.
Good.
From 14 last year.
Ooh, I'm taking that golf cup away.
So I guess when he wrote the manga, he's like, 34. He's like 35 or 34 when he died. 34 was, she's 15. So she's like, it's like,
it's over half your age. Like,
I'm not even a fan of it. I'm not even a fan of the level. I'll say this. Like if like a 21-year-old hooked up with like a 50-year-old, it's like,
yeah, that's
very legal. And I would never like be like, that's like, and no one should go to jail for that.
Yeah. But you're gross people for doing
you're
that.
You're very gross.
You're
people.
Gross.
But 15.
And you should be a little ashamed of yourself.
15, you should probably go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. That's weird. That's all weird. But anyways.
Now he can't get it up.
Hey, now he can't get it. Yeah, now he's punished for it. Mm. ED at 15. That has to be a nightmare.
It works for him.
It works for him. Yeah, it definitely needs to work for him, though. Yeah. Very interesting stuff.
But this episode started out, I think, great. What's the guy's name?
Zenoba.
Yeah, I think it's Zenoba.
Amazing character.
Oh, wow, my God. Starts out great, just him teaching Julia, the slave girl.
Yeah.
Who went from Julieta to Julia. But, like, they're just, like, it's so, like,
she's a perfect spice to
she
this
is so
it's,
funny
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Does, like, she's just, like, so geared and ready to go and listen to all the stupid shit. Like, he's essentially teaching her how to craft shit. And she's like, yep, this is important, Mm-hmm. Everything he's saying right now, this freak is what he's saying is important. I love it. I think she's great when he revealed the broken, the broken figurine.
Yeah.
And she and like Rudy's getting all mad on something. She just gets out of the chair and just gets behind Zenova.
Yeah,
and she's like, just hides behind
her. She's like time. Crying.
Yeah,
she's
like, I know. Oh, it's like, no. Oh no. It just pats him on the head when he's crying.
I love it. Yeah. That's such a low moment for him.
I know.
But I love when he first plays, he's like, to start out with, he's like, Voonager. And like, he's like, an absolute masterpiece.
I
like,
know.
I love how, like, he is super funny.
Yeah.
And I like how, like, when he first came in the show, you think he'd be, like, absolutely, like, the worst person ever.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
You know, and he probably might have been, but maybe the exile was a good thing for him.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Even though it's really creepy how he is with sculptures, maybe it, like, put his focus on something else.
Yes.
But I love how pissed Rudy was when he saw the Roxy thing.
Like, what is this? Are you disrespecting me? Like, I was dying laughing. I knew the moment he asked about it and all that, and the sweat just accumulated on Zenova, I was like, this is going to be a perfect scene.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be one thing here I'm going to dislike. I loved every second of that. And I was glad that Rudy did something about it. Because, like, there's times when he goes to a new place and he's such a pushover. And he's just like, oh, but no, now it's like, ooh, you fucked with my art?
Yeah.
With my God? I'm coming after you.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, I do love it too. I love like how he just immediately is like, how do we get them back?
Yes.
And I just love that their way of getting him back at first was they just called him out and then Rudy is just beating the shit out of him.
Yep.
It like wasn't even remotely close.
Nope. No.
I love the, I'm going to just call him Z.
Yeah.
Zenobo, whatever.
Zenobe.
I'm just going to call him Z.
Okay.
It's just easier for me.
I'll call him by his name.
Yeah. You might be saying it slightly wrong. You don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you could be.
I could be, yeah, definitely.
Because I feel like that's the only thing with the dub. Oh, so I want to point this out. Sorry, train of thought, totally throwing off here. So since they don't say meow in Japanese,
okay,
they say like
mao
or something like that. It sounds so much better in Japanese.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds like it, because I don't speak Japanese, so it just sounds like just a flowing of a sentence. But in the dubs, it's always like, blah, 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 meow. And I'm like, ugh.
I don't know why they make these people do that all the time.
I don't know.
It's so weird.
But in the sub, it's like totally...
It sounds perfect, yeah. It sounds like it should fit there, actually.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Going in with all the languages they already do there, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. But I love in the fight when Z's just like sprinting. He's like, oh, like...
Rudy's comes like, what is this guy, a grappler? Yes, he is super strength.
That's like, what his thing is.
Yeah. Speaking
that
of which, like,
is broken.
Oh, 100%. It's insane. Just the fact that he like saw everyone. He knew to target the sister first, who was supposed to be distraction. Mm-hmm. And that completely broke down the sister's fucking entire thing. So it was amazing. The eye. And I just looked at his line where I was like, oh, maybe Paul and Eris were stronger than I thought they were. Because he bodied them. He hit the girl in the face once and stomped on her. And it was it.
Yeah.
And then he just like flicked the other one in the nose.
Which is with the...
Yeah, that's like their weakness,
put her
right?
in mud and then hit her with a small little dirt thing from a distance in the nose. You're right. Also, Paul is super strong. He might be a total loser, but he's super strong. And Eris is also crazy strong. When Rudiger tells you, hey, you're going to be stronger than me, I'd
that's
be like...
He went toe-to-toe with a dragon god there for a second. Like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh my god.
Oh, boy.
I do miss Rudiger, though.
Yeah, I miss the squad. Eris and Rudiger. I miss them. I miss Dead End a lot. I think it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that all they'll come back together eventually. As per a D&D story. But yeah, I do miss that. But I'm liking the new crew he's building slowly.
Oh, I think the school is going to be a fairly good pace. Because we'll get into the tied up thing in a moment. But I just wanted to mention this. Because obviously I've just like really just burned through the whole new season today. The first, like, few episodes are very depressing.
Yes.
Like, I get it. Rudeus is going through, like, this, like, tough time and everything. Yeah. So it's nice to, like, get back into, like, the show's form. It's, like, lighthearted. Rudeus is a badass. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a lot of good comedy here and there. Like, it's a little serious every once in a while. But, like, it was, like, hardcore depressing. And like,
Big time.
Like,
he
attempted to kill himself.
Yeah, he did. He was ready to go. Because
he really fucked up that thing with Sarah. But the girl totally wanted him.
Oh, 100%. Too bad that he just didn't want anyone.
Yeah, dude,
except for the Fitz the man now.
I know.
I like he's like, I don't swing that way. I definitely don't swing that way.
Yeah.
But like, do I? It's cracking me up so much.
Speaking of Sylph there, just take off the...
Oh my god. What are you doing?
Like,
what are you doing?
When she's like, do you want to see? And he's like, I do. And then she's like, no, I can't. I'm like, yes, you can. It's Rudeus. Like, it's... First of all, you talk about Rudeus like he's a goddamn god to everyone else.
Yes.
So...
Yes. He taught you all this magic and all this shit.
So I think he takes priority over...
Yeah.
Ariel's, whatever her name is.
Once again, I pointed out, like, your whole point of initially globbing onto this girl was that she was going to help you find her, your family.
Yeah.
Lied to you about it, and now you're friends. But, like, the whole point was that, like, he was the point. Rudeus was the point.
He was.
So, like, you're there. Just get this. This is some woman shit. She's trying to be mysterious. Like, oh, no, you want to see my under my glasses? Oh, no, you have to wait for it. You have to work for it. It's like, get out of here. Get out of here. Show them.
I know.
Oh, my God.
However, besides, I think, I can't remember who they mentioned. It might have been, they mentioned somebody of semi-importance. Oh, some of Eris's family died because they got teleported, like, deep underwater.
Oof.
Besides that, Sylph got the second worst one, getting teleported
into the
super high in the sky. Thank, like, God she's a magic. She was a magic caster.
She's dead. She's dead if she couldn't do that.
But then the episode, they get the two, you know, beast sisters. They tie them up. Then the worst part of the episode, Rudeus grabs one of their boobs. We're just gonna skip right over that one.
I like when we saw they were tied up. We're like, oh God, Rudeus, don't do something weird. Did something weird.
Yeah. It's like, I think it was right when they got tied up. You're like, oh no. And I remember I was like, well, maybe it's not gonna be anything weird. And then we looked at each other. I was like, yeah, it's Rudeus. And it wasn't the weirdest thing Rudeus has ever done.
But it's still bad.
It might be one of the worst things he's ever done.
Yeah, it's up there with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
But I did enjoy that entire sequence was hilarity from beginning to end. The one sister constantly selling out the other sister.
I was dying. And the other sister being too stupid to realize. Yeah. It's like, what?
She's like, you can touch her. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I didn't even want to break it. What was her name? Like, Lydia or Lindia. She's the one that wanted to break it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm the one that's like, whoa.
She's like, you thought it was creepy.
I love the whole scene. Sorry to cut you off. But no. I love the whole scene where, like, Rudeus being the weirdo that he is just like, he's showing off the panties, explaining it's a whole religion and all this stuff. And the girls are just like, you know, if Rudeus is the only one in the room, maybe they've been like, this is kind of weird. But they look over and see that, like, Zenobe and the little girl are both, like, crying in awe of all this stuff. So they're like, oh, fuck, we're fucked right now. We're in a bad spot right now.
And they're chanting Roxy.
I know. We're in a cult right now. We got to get out of this.
Roxyites, I think he called them.
That's what, like, he calls himself. Yeah. Our religion is kind of new.
Oh, my God. Every time I'm like, yeah, Rudeus, you're cool. And then he'll, like, I see him, like, praying to the underwear. And I'm like,
Why are you doing this?
I'm like,
I also really did like, too, when they try to whip out, like, oh, my dad will get you back if you did this. It's like, your dad. That's Geese, right?
Yeah.
I remember when he fucked me over and locked me in a cage without any goddamn clothes for your day. So I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He owes me. I saved his whole village with help. But,
and
like,
I'm pretty sure Rudeus could beat Geese at this point.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So, like, you can only get so strong staying in the beast.
Village. Yeah, facts.
Like,
I agree.
Galen had to get out of there. So I mean, she didn't have to get out of there. They kind of wanted her out of there.
Yeah. But hey, it worked out, though.
It did work out.
Freaking Sword King.
I did love when, going back to that episode, when he's asking Rudeus questions about Galen. He's like, oh, yeah. And then she was teaching her arithmetic and magic. He's like, what? No way. No way. No way. Like, my sister?
Yeah, there's no shot. No shot. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, that was a good reveal, too. But yeah, in this current episode, it was. And I like how, I get it, it's cool, and I like the aspect of it, but, like, now they're literally just acting like dogs now. They obey him like he's the alpha, essentially. It's like, oh my God, this makes total sense. Super weird still, but makes total sense.
Super funny, though.
I loved it, though.
I love it. He's like, sit down. And be like, it's like, I like how they call him boss.
I know. It went so fast, too. They said you had to dominate them once.
He's like, why do they call me boss?
It's like, okay, well, I'll take it. Yeah, no, I got Rudy's sort of building his own crew right now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good plus of the show. It's like, he has a wide berth of characters.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what Cliff Grimoire, when he gets put into the season, what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Because he's part of the Pope's people or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool name, though, honestly.
Yeah.
But it is a name for someone who's like, I'm a genius.
Yep. Rudeus could body you, buddy.
I know.
He's learning barrier magic, which is like one of the last things of magic he just didn't know. Like,
yeah,
know. Now he's going to fucking kill you with it.
Yeah.
But
it was a very good episode, very fun episode. When it ended, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it went by really fast. Yeah.
I was like, oh, darn. Because Drop Screen Incarnation doesn't have a middle sequence.
No.
They don't have a middle thing.
No.
So it'll give you like a little warning of
let's go all the way through.
Yeah. But very good.
Yeah. Very happy that we're reviewing this. I've wanted to review this for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
and
I'm
caught
very
up.
Pumped. Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a great show.
So fun.
Yeah. Can't wait to see more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.